Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. We're joined by the amazing Corinne and Greg from sunny Brisbane. Hi, guys, and welcome.
Hi, Dom. Hi, How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you. So, big roller coaster ride of a journey into property. I know you guys just came out of the gates and bit off more than you could chew and chewed like crazy. But take us back. Where did it all start? And what was your big why that made property and this sort of journey resonate for you?
Well, we joined DGI was predominantly my story, my reason for joining, because I had been in corporate world for a long time, and as I progressively got into more senior roles, not only was the hours long, but the responsibilities were also incredibly hard. But I could endure all of those things, but what I couldn't endure was the toxic culture and the dog-eat-dog sort of culture that was surrounded me.
Gosh, Karen, because most people say, oh, well, money brings you happiness. So if you're climbing that success of the corporate ladder, that means more money. But for you, it was just soul destroying and didn't align with your values, was it?
I thought that money would actually be, it was just satisfying because, you know, we could have everything and we could go on holidays and all do all those things. But it wasn't satisfying because the culture that I was in, it destroyed me mentally, physically. I got very sick and I said, that's it. I'm just going to sit in the weekend and see what comes out of it. And we had done property development on a part-time basis. And after that weekend, I just came out and I said, Greg, I'm doing it. I don't care whatever it's going to take me. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to make this my career. I'm so glad I did. I haven't looked back.
Love it. So how did you make that move? Because I know it's sometimes hard. A lot of people think, well, I'd rather the certainty of where I am, albeit that it's not perfect and I may not be happy, but, you know, who cares? They lower their expectations and they would rather certain lack of fulfillment than to take a leap of faith and have uncertainty. And what if you couldn't make it? What if you couldn't pay your mortgages? What if, you know, you had commitments and a certain lifestyle and expectation? Did you feel like you were burning your bridges and did you have fear?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like I had to escape. Greg didn't have to escape. So for us was that Greg was going to stay in the corporate world and I was going to just gradually remove myself from corporate world. So I gave myself 6 months. I said that weekend, I basically said 6 months, I was going to time box it and I was going to basically go in no matter what it took, I was going to do it and I was going to succeed. And I'm a firm believer that you have to have the right mindset, you have to have the right mental attitude, you have to have the right mental toughness and, you know, the resilience. And I was going to do everything in my power to succeed. And so, I'm so glad that I made that move. And yeah, so there were certain uncertainties. There were moments of, oh my gosh, did I do the right thing? Oh my gosh, what if this and what if that? But, you know, in the end, I think I surrounded myself with all the things that I needed to make sure that I was going to succeed because I knew that this was my chance and I was going to give it everything to make it work.
And I know coming from the corporate world, you've got a background of being a high achiever and very high expectations and not instant gratification, but it didn't happen straight away. By normal people's standards, it probably happened pretty quickly for you that you got your first deal. But how did you feel when you did everything, moved your whole world, and by osmosis, subliminally, you just had property running through your veins, what you think, what you said, what you did, you pulled every lever, pressed every button that you could. And in those early days, you didn't find a deal. The market was really, really hot, and you were met straight away with not being fulfilled and not achieving. How did you deal with that?
Well, when I joined, the first thing that I said was that we were going to get a deal in week six. Week six came and went and I didn't meet it and I just hit the slumps. I was just absolutely devastated because I had written 500 letters. I had done 17 feasibilities. We went and inspected somewhere between 40 and 50 houses. What else did we do? We put in 10 offers. And we we lost all of them. And, I remember that Saturday or that Sunday, that was week six, I was devastated. I couldn't even get out the car. I just sat in there and I said, Greg, I just failed. I failed. And here I am. I said that I was going to succeed. And week six came and went and here I am sitting in the car with absolutely nothing. And I said, what do I do? Where do I go? And Greg said, the word that Greg has described to me is that you have tenacity. And so he said that, look within, pick yourself up and, get back out there.
So you're the cheerleader, Greg.
Sometimes.
To tag
back other times.
Yeah, I needed to Greg to tell me those words, and he basically said that you're not one to be beaten, and if you are beaten and you fall down, I've never known you to stay down for too long. You're one who just basically picks up, and every time you pick yourself up, you get faster and you get better at it. And so he said, what are you going to do? Just sit in the car for the next however many hours? And I said, yes. And he said, no, it's not you. Get out. I did. I got out the car and I was just absolutely adamant. I just turned on my laptop and I said, you know what? I'm going to write another 500 letters. And I did. And one of those letters was from a seller. He said, you're going to buy my house? And I said, yes.
Wow. You made that deal happen. And I know you're building two townhouses there. And that's underway, but you weren't stopped by that. You still kept going. A lot of people would have said, okay, well, I set the bar. I gave myself 6 weeks to make it happen. I gave a little extension and I've achieved, and they'd rest on their laurels. What made you keep going and find another one and now a third one? And it's a lot of deals to do in a short space of time.
I think, what you had said on that number of occasions, Dom, is that connect with your why. And I thought my why when I left corporate world was to have that financial freedom. That's what I wanted, because I had to get out of that ugly nastiness. But I think over the last 5 months along this journey, I have evolved as a person. It's, yes, getting or achieving a financial outcome is important, and we all need an income. But I think more than that, I think it's just an enabler. To me, it's just an enabler. And having gone through what I went through personally and what it took out of me, I'm now connected. I think I've realised I am very passionate about helping the everyday mums and dads who want to leave the workforce, leave their 9-to-5 jobs and, start their own business or create another life for themselves. And that's what has resonated with me. And if I could somehow help one person, then I think that my journey has been a worthwhile journey. And so, yeah, so what has made me to go on, after the first one and the second one and the third one and potentially you know, 10 more to come. it's the fact that, yeah, I found a bigger purpose in life, and that's what's motivating me every day.
Knowledge is power and data is the new gold. So we have made it our mission at the DG Institute to empower people to create wealth, and then more than wealth, freedom through property. One of the ways we do that is by sharing up-to-the-minute information on how to do just that, create financial freedom through property. If you'd like to learn how to buy undervalued properties from motivated sellers in this market right now, then we'd like to invite you to attend our free Real Estate Rescue webinar. To access this, please go now to www.dginstitute.com.au/go. You're going to learn so much, so you won't want to miss this. And for any other questions you might have around property, and actually for all of your property needs, please visit our website at dginstitute.com.au. And so I think we should like get real about it, because often we say, this was before and then we lived happily ever after. But it's not a fairy tale, is it? There's challenges in all things that we do all the time in life. And the bigger the risk you take and the steps that you take, like you guys doing bigger and bigger property developments, the bigger the problems that come with the territory. So how do you deal with the problems and the obstacles and the roadblocks that inevitably come up?
I think putting aside the mental challenges that you have to overcome, or that we had to overcome, I think it's the Greg being Southwest, you know, he's has to consider everything. I'm a North, I'm here going, yes, it's just money.
Details. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But I think the enabler for us has been that I call it our dream life ecosystem. And I think, you know, DGI has offered us everything that we've needed in terms of the tools, the resources, the videos, the people there, the community, you know, the professional support that we get. That's what I think I needed. I think that's what we needed. And without those things, I don't think we would have been able to achieve what we have been able to achieve to date without that level of support. There are people I can go and just ring them, you know, text them and say, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know what to do next. There's always someone who's going to be there to help me along the way and say, okay, calm down, or this is what you do next. And, you know, like that level of support has been just priceless. I just can't describe it, but, you know, just having all of that and the comfort of knowing that that is there for us has meant everything for us. And so, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I asked you and why I find that it's important to have the right, you called it an ecosystem, but yeah, the right environment for your results to grow. And I think that's we're pack animals as human beings. So it's the five people that you hang around the most, they say. And probably in your corporate life, the five people that you hung around the most weren't bringing out the best in you and didn't align with your values. And now you're self-motivated and self-driven, doing something you're passionate about, but you're not alone. So the five people that you hang around normalize what would otherwise be scary. And it's a bit like I liken it to when you go to a doctor and you say, I've got pain here and I've got this and I've got that. And they go, oh, you're pregnant or whatever. And it's like, oh, okay, that's a thing. So what I'm feeling is normal. And that's the same with property. I did this and the council said that and the builder did this. And oh, yeah, we've heard that before. Okay, so you just go back and you tell them that or whatever. Is that what it's like a collective IQ around you?
That's exactly right. I mean, because I think the property industry can be hard. There are challenges, there are regulations and compliance and, you know, like, and then there are, you know, people out there, the agent's selling you this and another agent's telling you something else. It's a tough game. So you have to build that resilience. But I think you do, even if you get that mental resilience and build that, you need the platform or the forum, everything around you so that you know, like whatever you need at that moment in time, you have someone in somewhere to go to. And that's been, yeah, that's been what DGI has offered to me, has given me that sort of comfort and encouragement and support that I've needed.
Well, and also you, Corinne and Greg, like you did it yourself. But I think we are such complex human beings that we, there's a lot that goes into us, and what we think and what we say and what we do is the direction of the course of our lives. So I think you just changed your thinking, it changed your talk track, changed the five people that you hung around and got very, very clear about where you were headed. So since then, you've got three deals, two that are happening now and not without challenges. Let's talk about some of the roadblocks. You had a bad week last week, but a better week this week?
Yeah, like last week was challenging in the sense that we had one that was settling, and because we negotiated a long settlement, there were conditions that we had to meet to get the DA approved and get it on market. So it was just like organising the power abolishment, the demolition. Who else we had? We had to get the civil engineer and all of those people. Some of them didn't talk to each other, or they lost our request, or they put in the 1st of December instead of the 1st of October.
Yeah. It was only the electricity company.
So you were just air traffic control, just with your paddles, yeah, directing everyone.
I said to Greg, I said, I don't think I've worked so hard in my life like I did last week, because I had so many people to organise and coordinate to get everything happen on the same day, because I want it to happen, because the settlement actually is today's settlement.
Awesome.
So I had to get the demolition go out tomorrow, but I had to also make sure that the power was switched off, and they lost out the company, energy company started with A, lost our order. So no one knew to go out there and cut the power off. So it was just madly me at 7 o'clock still ringing around everyone and just making sure that everyone was going to be out there tomorrow so that demolition and could happen on time.
So you don't even want to lose an hour, let alone a day. You're literally settling today and they have to knock it down tomorrow.
Yeah.
Very fantastic. I love the military precision. You must have been ferocious in the corporate world, Corinne.
I like people to do things my way, and I only like to tell people once, and if they don't do things the way I want it, I get a bit cranky.
I love your high expectations. Okay, fantastic. So thus far, you've changed your along the way. You thought it was just for money and dollars and cents, but that's really just a way of keeping score. It's the higher purpose now is to inspire others who may be suffering the way you were, and especially when it affects your health and your relationships and everything, it just permeates your whole existence. Now you know there's a better way. Your message is for others, if I can do it, you can do it.
To me, there was no escape. And I would hate to think that there is anyone out there who are going through what I went through.
I mean, look out for the future. Plans for the future then?
Well, it has evolved over time, but, you know, one of the things that I really want to do is we're really into townhouses at the moment, and eventually what we want to do is just build houses that are high residential houses that hopefully will help those people who are not able to afford their first home.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. And I love how it's changed from just the money to helping others with what you're doing. Well, exciting times ahead, and congratulations to both of you, and to you especially, Corinne, for, yeah, I think Greg said it right, your tenacity and your focus and your ability to just follow directions. You're like an elite athlete that's just, what do I do? What do I do next? What's the next step? And just doing everything to the letter and immersing yourself in the whole journey. And thank you for trusting us and partnering with us on your journey. Honored and privileged to be part of it and to watch what you're doing and the ripple effect that you're already giving back to others with your inspiring journey.
Dom, I can't thank you enough for having the vision in the first place to create this, you know, to create DGI. It's given me the opportunity that I never thought would have, that I never thought would have been possible for me. Yeah, so thank you. My profound gratitude to you.
Oh, you did it all, but thanks so much, Corinne, for your gratitude, and looking forward to many more successful ventures ahead. Good job.
Thank you.
And for any other information and all your property needs, please visit our website, dginstitute.com.au, because we've got a lot of other giveaways that can support you on your property journey. Things like negotiation, mental toughness. We've got a lot of mini courses there that can get you in the right space to hit the ground running when it comes to property acquisition. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.